Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host today, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm so excited and delighted on tonight. I want to thank God, my family, my friends, and all of my co-hosts and everyone who's on the line. We have so many people from all over the world on the line, and thank you so much for tuning in to the AlfredaLoveShow.com. On tonight, this is our Praying with Power and Love night. And on last night, we were charged to just go to God and let God know everything that we need. And on tonight, we're praying as a group holistically because we serve a true and living God, and God is able to do everything but fail. So we have to go to God. We have to believe there are many things that God wants for us. And, you know, sometimes as God is speaking, the things that we want for ourselves, God says, that's not what I have planned for you. He says, I have something better. And so just know, as God is speaking, just know that if one door is closed, God says there are many more that's open. And so on last night, the prayer was that when we get on this particular ministry, that God begins to reveal the open doors in our minds. And when we begin to visualize, God says, he says he will open up the windows of heaven and pour us out a blessing. He says that the fruition or the coming of everything that he has given unto us starts within the mind, because we have to prepare our mind and our bodies to be ready to receive. He says what happens is people look on the external part of life when the doors are closed in your face, or when and we're talking about things that you want for your life, and God says that's not what I have for you, because your value or because of this or that. So God says when you're in your valley moments, he says you're really in your mountain experiences, because he is moving you towards where he wants you to be, if that makes any sense, the revelation of God. Okay? So within this, I want you to really focus on praying for what God would have for us. We're going to pray to God for what God would have for us. And then on Friday, God's will, we're going to come back and we're going to go over our needs and wants. Then I'm going to tell you some individuals who's going to come on the ministry, okay? So on tonight is Praying with Love and Power, and then our second segment, we're going to talk a little bit about the press release, because we're getting ready to launch the press release in the atmosphere, but we're going to make a, it's not called a pretentious press release, but we're going to practice, and we're going to create a press release for practice. That's what God says, for practice. There's nothing when the Spirit is speaking and allowing us to create the will of God. God says this is a will. Did y'all know that? And when we talk about that, ooh, the Lord is, ooh, okay. God says this is a will, and what he means by this, he says when we talk about the will, he says this is a press release will, because this is his will for us to go forward with this. He says this is just a rehearsal. Amen? So we're going to see what God has for us. As I said before, none of my shows are scripted, none of them. And so I'm going to let God have his way, and we're going to get ready to get into, well, we need to read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9 first, and then we're going to get into our praying position, and we're going to pray unto God, and we're going to bless God. Then we're going to go into our press release. Thank you so much for listening to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. who by his understanding made the heavens. His love endures forever, who spread out the earth upon the waters. His love endures forever, who made the great lights. His love endures forever, the sun to govern the day. His love endures forever, the moon and stars to govern the night. His love endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're getting ready to get into our praying with power position. And whatever that is for you, you do it. And we're going to get ready to pray unto God. And if the music stops, we're going to continue to pray if the Lord allows us to do so. And then if we stop early, we're going to let the music play, and then we're going to go into our press release. All right? All right. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you with the bowed head and humble heart, thanking you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning. And then you thought enough of us that we were able to start on our way. We thank you, Lord, for keeping us until this very present moment, and we ask that you continue to keep us, Lord. Lord, we extend our eyes up to you, and we extend our hands, and we extend our feet, Lord, where we may walk in your path. Lord, we ask, would you bless those who are in the hospitals, Heavenly Father? Would you crown them from the top of their head to the sole of their feet? We thank you for blessing those who were able to come out of the hospitals and rehabilitation or whatever was going on. We say thank you because we know that we cover each and every person that we know and those whom we don't know with the word of God, and we know that everything is going to be all right. Then, Lord, we bless and thank you for blessing those who are thinking about going into the hospitals, Lord. We touch them from the top of their head to the sole of their feet, and we give them the spirit of courage, and we relinquish the spirit of fear unto the sea of forgiveness. Then, Lord, as we expound on what you would have us to do, we ask that we govern ourselves according to your will. We ask that each person who is asking for prayer, we ask that they be healed from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. We ask that you bless their hearts and their minds and their souls. Anything that's hindering them, Lord, from feeling better or feeling well, we ask in the name of Jesus that you remove it. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving us grace and mercy when we didn't even deserve it. We thank you for the power. We thank you for the revelation, the word of God. We thank you for the people that we meet along the way. Lord, we thank you for the lives lived and those who transitioned into another place. We come unto you praying for families of bereaved families, however they lost their loved ones, Lord. We pray for them, and we ask that you dispatch your angels to be or to fill a void. Then, Lord, we ask that you bless this particular ministry to be something that continues to be acceptable and pleasing in your sight. We ask that you continue to lift each guest who comes on the ministry, Lord. Bless their ministries. We ask that as we travel from place to place, that we continue to let our light shine, not so that people can see us, but so they can see you. We ask, Lord, would you increase in our lives, and would you bless us to continue to walk in our will. We thank you, Lord, for the yeses, and we thank you for the noes. We thank you for the open doors, and we thank you for those doors you didn't allow us to go through. We say thank you. Lord, we bless your holy name, and we praise you, Lord, because you've been better to us than we've been to ourselves. We thank you for the blessings that you gave this week, Lord, and we thank you for what is to come. And we ask, will we continue to share your love and your grace and your mercy with other people, Lord? We thank you for giving us patience and for blessing our mouths to be quiet and our ears to listen and our eyes to see. We ask, will we continue to magnify and glorify who you are and to walk in your image and be like you? We ask, would you bless us to have patience and courage? You give us hope, Lord. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for blessing this ministry to be international. We ask that you continue to allow your word to enrich and uplift and enlighten the people's lives all over this land and country. Now, Lord, as we get ready to relinquish this particular prayer, but never be relinquished out of your sight, we're asking for somewhere anywhere in your kingdom. This is your servant's prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, as this music continues to play, we're going to do something as the Spirit is leading. We're going to do something real quick. I want you to think about whatever it is that you need God to do in your life. I want you to understand that God wants us to be prosperous. So if you're going for a procedure, if you're going to the doctor, if you're thinking about something, if you're going through, if you're really indecisive, if you're having friendship problems, if you're having whatever type of problems, that's you and God. But I want you to really meditate as this song plays, because the Lord wouldn't let me go without doing this, because somebody needs it. We all need it, actually. So I want you to think about something that you want God to do for you. And God says we're not even going to focus on the needs right now, because there are people wants right now, because there are people who are in need. And God says there are people who are on life support spiritually. They're barely hanging on. They believe in God, but they feel defeated. Praise God. He says they feel like they're sad. And you believe in God. He says even those who love me will grow tired and get weary because of the world. He says, but he has overcome the world, and the world cannot overcome God. So I really want you to think about something, whatever it is, whatever is hindering you from peace. I want you to pray. We pray for every person who's going in the hospitals, going to the doctors. We pray for those who are going through the storms of life, those who are going through relationship problems, those who are depressed, those who are going through with teenage years, and those who are having sleepless nights, and those who are struggling, have an inner battle going on, those who are in need of a breakthrough. Tell God right now. Ask God to open up your eyes and open up your heart, where you will accept his will. Because on this journey, I'm going to tell you, we're going to grow tired. But God says your spiritual water, our spiritual water and nourishment comes from the word of God and believing. He says even my most strongest grows tired. And you're not physically tired. He says it's a mindset. Because when you want to do it your way, when we want to do it our way, we grow tired because we're not using the power manifested by God. So I really want you to think, what is it that I want God to do for me? What is it that's keeping me up at night? And we're not talking about if you're working on what God has asked you to work on. We're not talking about if you're working on things on your job or you're spending time with your family. We're talking about things that keep you up at night, saturate your pillows, things that make you just sad. That's what we're talking about. What are those things? What is it? Tell God what you want. If you need to remove something out of your life, ask God for help. If you need strength, tell God you want strength. God, I want strength. And I'm going to allow us to listen to this music right quick. And then we're going to move on. But this is your chance. This is your opportunity to tell God exactly what you want. Amen. That was "Oh Lord, How Excellent" by Walt Whitman. Now, I want to say this. As far as the need, God says we need to love thy neighbor as thyself. He says we need to speak truth, and we need to serve God in spirit and in truth. Amen. Amen. Praise God. All right. So we're moving a little bit higher into the ministry. And we're going to go through our press release. Now, I'm going on my Facebook page here because we want to discuss exactly what a press release is. So if you go to, and it's open to the public, if you go to Alfreda Love, that's AlfredaLove, if you go to Alfreda Love, I'm going to give you time to do that. Have several people who say, wait, stop. Okay. Y'all ready? All right, so I want you to go to Have Free to Love, and then I want you to scroll down some, and you will see a huge page. Go to page 2. It'll say page 2. Okay? And then you will scroll down again. And you will see another posting. Okay? That reads, if you have 2020 vision. If you have 2020 vision. All right. So we've started an online class, and wow, have I met a lot of people. And wow, have they been impressed with what you guys are doing as far as working on your niches and as far as us working on our niches, okay? So we thank God for that. All right, so a press release. I want to go over this very briefly with you, and then I want to go over our practice press release, all right? All right, so when a new product is about come out, right? Many people want to get the word out that, hey, there's a new product, there's a new show, there's a new project, there's a new radio show, there's something happening. This is the birth of a project, all right? So what happens is there are many things that we need to know about a press release. That's number one, all right? And a press release is a tool used to satisfy intent to communicate any and all new openings. We talk about stores, projects, which includes albums, books, speakers, and many businesses and individuals utilize PR as a way to engage the audience. So part of our instruction, you know, we've created our map and we know where we're going, all right? Now we're going to work on how do we construct a press release to let the world know about our spiritual vehicle, whatever it is, all right? Because when we're working on this spiritual vehicle, we want people to know that we have a spiritual vehicle and that we're going somewhere. We're not just online just posting. We are actually going somewhere with this, all right? So that's number one, all right? Where should the press release be in the spiritual vehicle? Now then, my spiritual vehicle is a radio, all right? And when we speak about radio, I want you to visualize a radio with wheels. It's a lot of visualization, all right? Because this is our vehicle. If you're a singer, right, you're going to visualize a stage with wheels, amen, because God says you're going to receive, amen, praise God, some requests to come out and sing and minister unto people, praise God, or to speak to people, praise God, bring them on, Lord. Now, so if you're a singer, you'll have a stage with wheels, right? You have to be creative like that. Thank you, Jesus. Listen here. So my spiritual vehicle and my logo, all right, that God gave me was, he says, you're going to have a radio with wheels. That's going to be my logo. That's going to be my logo. How creative is that? A radio with wheels. As God is showing me, I have to give this to you because there are a lot of people and I have to be obedient to God. If you are a singer, God says you're going to have a stage with wheels. If you're a minister, you're going to have a pulpit with wheels. He says if you are into acting, you're going to have a trailer with wheels. If you're in a band, you're going to have a truck chorus with wheels or a drum with wheels. So you get what I'm saying. You get what God's saying. Every spiritual vehicle is going to have wheels. Matter of fact, I see it in my mind. I'm going to have to get somebody to draw it for me because I told you that God didn't call me to be an artist. Okay? All right. So my spiritual vehicle is a stereo with wheels. All right? You can be as creative as you want to with wheels. Matter of fact, I'm going to try to create it on the computer because drawing is just not me. It's really not. All right? So I'm going to try to create it on the computer. God's going to help me do that. We're not going to do it tonight. All right? So the reason why, and I want to explain this to you, thank God, praise God, the reason why God says that this is a spiritual vehicle on wheels, he says, is because he is going to move the ministry. He's going to move your anointing, your spiritual anointing with singing. Why? Because so many people need your service. He says anything that is solid will not move. He says the reason why people aren't moving is because, first of all, they don't have a vehicle, and most vehicles, I believe, have tires. So God says that when you have a spiritual vehicle, he says you have to put something under it, which is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, so that he can move it. Because if we try to do it in our own strength, God says that our spiritual vehicle is going to outweigh us. How many of you know that a car weighs way more than we do? That's common sense. So our spiritual vehicle, let's get into this, and this might turn into a ministry. I have no idea because we're under the anointing of God. Our spiritual vehicle must have some wheels. So my logo is going to be, as I said before, a radio with wheels because we're going to travel. We're not going to, this is a temporary place. That's how God says life is. He says that's why we have two legs. That's why individuals are born with legs, or some may not be. He says, but we're born with something in order to be able to move. Okay? And so God says that we're in this movement phase. Put that down, movement phase. And we're still talking about press releases, but I had to touch on the spiritual vehicle because you have to know how your vehicle looks before you get in it. All right. So where should the press release be in the spiritual vehicle? And I jotted down my spiritual vehicle. It's not the best drawing, but it'll work for this presentation. All right? Now, okay. All right. So with this spiritual vehicle, there's movement. All right? So where should we put this press release? Should we put the press release inside our spiritual vehicle? Should we put the press release on the wheels of our vehicle? Where should we put the press release? The press release should be in the front of our vehicle. Why is that? The reason why our press release should be in the front is because God says that we must focus on where we're going. We must focus. That's why God says he's the head and the tail. He says it must be at the front and the back. He says because sometimes in this spiritual life, because we work so hard and God requires so much of us, he says that if we have the press release or if we have God's focus in front of us, we will keep going. He says, but when we get tired and want to turn around, he says you will still have that focus. Because we said that we was going to put the press release in the front and the back, right? So there is no limit to the press release. God says put the press release in the front. Let people see it. Then put it in the back. He says because people grow tired. All right? So that's where it should be. So in other words, to give you an example, when we talk about the front, okay, we're talking about when individuals, and God says that the reason why he put wheels on our spiritual vehicles is because we're going somewhere. He says when people call, when God strategically shows people your gift, and when you are called, he says he wants the press release to go before us. He says your good works goes before you, forerunner, because God is sending you. And he says because he's sending you, he's going before you. Right? So if God sends us anywhere, he's already been there. So he says that's why the press release is in the front. Then you might ask, well, why is the press release in the back? And God says, not only am I Alpha, he says, but I'm Omega. He says, I am behind pushing you. You don't know that I'm pushing you, but I'm behind pushing you. So that you won't quit, so that you won't, so that we won't give in, so that we won't give up. And so God says you need a press release in the front and you need one in the back. Amen? Amen. He says to keep your focus. And when we get tired, God says he is the wind underneath our wings. That's so encouraging. All right. So let's go on. I'm going to scroll up here to page number 2 on my Facebook page. And ladies and gentlemen, we're on the Afrida Love, actually, Afridi Manya Love page. All right, so number 2, if you look at number 2, it says, what will be your sales pitch? What will be your sales pitch? I want you to think about that. Now, remember, the spiritual vehicle has taken us from goals to glory. If you think about last week, we focused on our goals. When we talk about glory, we're talking about where God is taking us. Anytime God has given us a ticket in order to travel somewhere, that is glory. We're giving glory to God, right? And this is our moment to utilize our design and come up with a catch sales pitch. When we talk about sales, we're not necessarily talking about monetary things. We're talking about things that will captivate the audience and allow God to shine. Now, let me tell you this. Let me tell you this. Just as God says you don't have to wear a cross around your neck for people to know that you belong to him, you don't have to say that I'm a Christian. In this press release, we don't have to say I belong to whatever Baptist church. We don't have to say, you know, those type things. But as God said before, our good works should go before us. We should already be servicing people. We should already be baiting in people because of how we treat people daily, because of how honest we are daily, because of how truthful we are daily. So God says that our good works go before us. So in this press release, what I want you to focus on, what we're going to focus on, is we're going to focus on what is it that will cause people. My question is, what is it that will cause people to see God through this ministry? And this is just because I have a radio spiritual vehicle. Now, you may be a singer. You may be an R&B singer. Matter of fact, I have many R&B singers who are on the line right now. You may be an R&B singer. You may be a gospel singer. You may be a jazz singer. But guess what? Your stage with wheels, right, you're going to have to ask yourself, what do I have? What anointing or what type of music do I have in order to engage the people? People like to feel good when they leave places, events. You may be a nurse, right? You may be a nurse. And your spiritual vehicle could be a hospital with wheels, because God may want you to, you're so good at what you do, that God may want you to travel to different hospitals and train people. I don't know. But God is showing me movement. And he says the reason why nobody was moving is because we didn't have any wheels. It's very important, ladies and gentlemen, that we have wheels so that we can travel. Right? Right. So let's go on and get into it. Okay? Here are some examples that I placed on the website for the public to see, some examples that really will catch the eye of people. And God gave me these. And if you don't believe me, I wouldn't be able to come up with these as quick as I did. Okay? Now, potential titles that captures or grabs the eye. The next best thing. Many people wonder, what is the next best thing? What is it? You know, I want to know what it is. Then we talk about when Eddie Murphy runs for president. This is more in the acting field. I try to touch all areas. Eddie Murphy is a huge comic. He's known all over the world. I first really started watching Eddie Murphy and Coming to America and The Golden Child, just being honest. And he is funny. Eddie Murphy makes me feel good. He makes me laugh. And so I could only imagine Eddie Murphy in a president's role. It will be hilarious. Matter of fact, I'm thinking about writing something on that. It would be hilarious because Eddie Murphy is so funny. Okay? Then diamonds, a girl's best friend. Wow. That makes me feel good because, yes, I love diamonds. And so I want to know what this story is going to be about. You know, what is going to be the conflict in the story? Is it really a diamond or is somebody's name diamond? You know, what's going on? And then shaken but not destroyed. When I think about shaken but not destroyed, I'm thinking about an earthquake, a tornado, a hurricane. And I'm thinking about a city, right, that was shaken by all of these things. I'm thinking about Louisiana, Hurricane Katrina, all of those, Rita. I'm thinking about that. But it may be something totally different, shaken but not destroyed. It may be somebody's storm in their life, you know. God's second chance. I love this title, you know. God says that I'm going to brush you off, and I'm going to make you new, and I'm going to put you back together again because I am the potter. Amen. God's second chance. And with God's second chance, this could go with any title, gospel. It could go with nursing. This could go with entertainment. This could go with education. There are so many topics that this particular title can be placed in. So many topics. So let's move on. All right. So we have a press release here. I'm going to get in just a second. See if I can get it. We have a press release, and I want you to look at the press release that I placed online. Give me just a second as I'm scrolling down. It's a particular press release. Okay. If you scroll up a little bit, you'll see our freetoloveshow.com, lmbranding.inc. Hey, everyone. Okay? All right. So if you click on this particular icon for the press release, you will be able to see it a little bit better. And for those of you with 2020 vision, I really admire you. All right? Okay, so here's a press release. And, of course, where it says love, I'm going to put my logo, my vehicle with wheels. All right? Of course, I'll have a freetoloveshow.com press release. Dr. Love unveils a new script. Then, of course, I'm going to put my name. All right? My address, my phone number, and my email right under this line. And the reason why I didn't is because I put this as a public just display. But we would put all of that information on the side, okay, on the left side, your name, your address, city and state, zip code, email address, phone number, okay? And I actually put it, contact Dr. Love, and I gave you my email, contact Love Media Central, which is another outlet that I work with, okay? But the title is Dr. Love Unveils a New Original Series, God's Second Chance. I immediately told you what I was unveiling. I immediately told you. So this title, that's why it's so important that our titles are captivating, because we don't want to say Dr. Love Unveils a New Original Series, Hello Everybody. Now, that could be a good one. It really could. Wow. But we want to make sure that individuals can connect. There's somebody, I know that there's somebody out in the world who know God. I know that there's somebody out in the world who God gave a second chance. So I know I at least have one person in this whole world who would read this. And sometimes you only need one person to read it. Believe me. So that's why it's very important. Now, if you go off on a tangent with something, you know, that nobody knows, then people will read it, but they can't connect to it. You want something where people can connect. I know that at least one person in this world can connect to God. I know that at least one person in this world can connect to having a second chance. And it doesn't even have to be spiritual. You know, it could be, I had a second chance to take a test. I had a second chance to do this. I had a second chance to go to an audition. I had a second chance to meet so-and-so. I had a second chance to be on the radio. There's a lot of second chances, you know. And so this just happened to be God's second chance, all right? So immediately, I know I have at least one person who can connect. And if you have just one person at least that can connect to that, that may be in a press release, that may be the only person you need. All right? So make sure, I want you to write this note down, make sure that you understand that you need to be able to connect with at least one person. It's very important in your press release and to be sure that you're able to connect with at least one person. It's very important. One person. Sometimes it just takes one yes. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? One person. Okay? And God says he's over everything. And God just may be that one person. And if you have God, then who can be against you? Amen? Okay. Now, so I gave you the contact. Then I told you exactly where I am. And actually, I'm really international, but physically where I am, I'm in Bellamy, Texas right now. Right? And this is just a rough draft. I should have put a comma there. But this is Bellamy, Texas. And here's my logo, supposedly, love. All right? Now listen to how I constructed, how God constructed these particular words. Afrida Love Network will unveil a new original mystery series, God's Second Chance, from Oscar-nominated writer-producer Afrida Love, when Eddie Murphy becomes president. Let me explain this to you. Because God says that every line that we write is very strategic. It's a purpose for every single line. We're not just writing to be writing. We're writing for a purpose, okay? So, Bellamy, Texas, all right? I want you to put the reason why I strategically exist as my starting point is because I am actually here now in Bellamy, Texas. Okay? Love is the logo. And actually, when we talk about the logo, you can, especially since we have a logo on wheels, we can actually put the logo on the left top side, and we don't have to put it at the bottom because that's already our logo, okay? So it's either or. If you use words such as love, you know, that's my last name, of course, or if you have words that you use as your logo, then you can put those words at the top, and when we right after where you're located. But if you have a visual, and actually I kind of see where I want to go with this because I want to put love in the middle of this radio with wheels. But if you have a graphic, you put your graphic at the top, right? You wouldn't put it in the body of where you were starting to tell people about your show or about your ministry or about whatever new product, your new book, right? Okay? Now, Alfreda Love Network. Alfreda Love Network, that's just, you know, if you have a business, for instance, mine is AlfredaLoveShow.com, so I would say Alfreda Love Show, the Alfreda Love Show will unveil a new original ministry series. So you utilize whatever your business name is. This is just an example for you. So mine would be AlfredaLoveShow.com, the AlfredaLoveShow.com. Will, when we talk about unveil, we're talking about to uncover. Unveil, I want you to put that on there, U-N-V-E-A-L. All right, when you put that word there, people automatically obtain a visual of something being uncovered. People, that is a word that you need in your press release. I'm giving you free information, ladies and gentlemen. These are particular things that people pay plenty of money to attend workshops. I'm giving it to you free before we bind all of these materials up and make it into a huge workshop, okay? Unveil. It's very important because when you are introducing something, you're going to unveil it because nobody knows what it is. You're going to unveil it, and it's a new. New is very important because if you place the word new, people are going to say, oh, okay, so this is something that is not out there, a new. Original. Now, let me tell you about this. I'm going to tell you a little bit about original. Anytime that we have a story, anytime that we're bringing out something, we want to make sure that it's ours. We want to make sure that it's original. We don't want any duplicates. And the reason why I say that is because I've attended many different workshops and I've taken notes and learned from the best of best. I remember when we had the opportunity to pitch to BET, and they gave us so many pointers, right? I remember when I entered a film festival, right? And they gave us so many different pointers. You don't want a show that's like a show that's already out there, right? You want something different. You want to be original. It's kind of like asking for chicken, original or crispy, right? You want it original. Because if you duplicate what's already out there, nobody's going to pick it up. It has to be something outside the box. We've had stories, many different stories, okay? When we talk about the radio show, that's why we created What Makes Your Spiritual Vehicle So Unique. What makes it so unique? You know, what is it that makes your spiritual vehicle unique? And use that paper to your advantage when you are creating anything. If you're a singer and you have a book coming out, utilize that particular map under your unique things in order to help you write a press release. That's the whole point of us creating those maps, right? Original. We don't want any duplicates. When God has anointed you, you sing like God has anointed you to sing. Some people try to duplicate other people because that's their influence. But God says when he's given you a gift, we are to be original with it. We are to do it the way that God has trained our voice or the way that God has taught us to write it or the way God has taught us to sing it. Or the way God has taught us to get online and to minister unto people and to interview people, we are to do it the way God would have us to do. What makes, once again, this radio show so unique. We have online classes. I can say that right off the bat. How many radio shows have online classes? I can't think of any off the top of my head. I really can't. But I know that that's one thing that makes us unique. Okay? All right. So the AfritaLoveShow.com will unveil a new original mystery series. Mystery is very important. There was a show entitled Unsolved Mysteries. And I really began to watch this particular show, I think it was on Lifetime, when I was a child, because I wanted to solve the mystery. I wanted to know what happened, and I even notice myself doing that now when I see things online about people mysteriously disappearing or mysteriously doing this or that. Then I try to figure it out. It helps your brain, helps you problem solve, it helps you put pieces together. It's just so great. So when we talk about mystery, people think about, wow, I wonder what's going to happen. I wonder what's in this. When you use that word mystery, Jesus even uses that, the word mystery, right? And when people think about mystery, they have no clue as to what the answer is. That's part of being unique when it's a mystery. How in the world did they do that in the story? How in the world did that happen? You know, and so we have to keep people on the mystery level, especially when we're writing about, and you don't have to really say that word, but at the beginning you want to say that word. But when we're writing, these are some things that we need to think about incorporating, or concepts we need to think about incorporating to creative stories, right? So unveil new original mystery series. Series means that, hey, I am going to write this movie. I'm going to write the script, but, hey, I want a series of this. This is not the end. When you say series, that means that we're in this for the long haul. That's another key word, series. Series is another key word because it means that there's going to be longevity in what I'm doing. And the reason why I can promise you that it's going to be longevity is because God is in it. And anything we do for God and everything we do for God will last. And this is for God. All right? And then after I've given you all of those lovely words, right, I tell you the title of this particular series, God's Second Chance. So before we even entered, right, the title, God's Second Chance, I had already revved this up. I said, hey, we're going to unveil something. It's going to be new. It's going to be original. It's going to be mysterious. And it's going to be here for a while. Sit back and get ready for God's Second Chance, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? So I'm getting the audience hyped. I'm giving them ready. From who? Oscar-nominated writer-producer, Afrita Love. Then in parentheses, I have when Eddie Murphy becomes president. Right? Now, I just put this up here. I told you that when we write this particular press release, that we could dream as big as we wanted to. So this is not a fallacy. This was already laid out that, hey, this is what we're going to write. This is going to be our world. And so we can put anything in here. We can ask for anything, right? But we just want to have a direction of where we're going. From, this could be from educator, leader, radio host, Dr. Afrita Love, Friday's Kinfolk, because I did write a play entitled Friday's Kinfolk, award-winning play. All right? So, from, you always want to, when you write a press release, you always want to be credible. When I talk about being credible, I'm not talking about bragging, because it's not bragging. I'm talking about writing what you are, so that when these individuals read your press release, you will have some type of credibility, right? You will have some type of credits within your works, so that they can say, oh, yeah, I remember when Eddie Murphy became president. That movie was great. It was so hilarious because Eddie Murphy was acting as president, but he was so funny with his humor, you know? And so that's the feeling that we want the audience to receive. We want them to be able to connect and say, I remember when Eddie Murphy became president. That movie was hilarious. Oh, my goodness. Remember in the Oval Office? You want them to start reminiscing. And they say, yeah, I remember that. Well, here's a second. This person has written a second book or a second hit movie, God's Second Chance. Let's go see it in the movies. That's the type of energy you want to give the people. So, once again, you want to have an impression, a lasting impression, which is your logo, right? Then you want to make sure, of course, we had the contact information, the location, but you want to make sure you use those secret words, unveil. That means I'm uncovering it, something new, right? It's original. It's not like anything else. It's not a cookie cutter. It's original. This is something God gave me. It's mysterious. It's a series. It's going to be long. And it's God's second chance. I know that somebody know God, and I know that somebody was given a second chance. But who wrote all this? Well, a radio host, educator, leader, a producer from Friday's Kinfo. Oh, my goodness, I remember that play. That's that same play that was in San Diego, California. I remember the same play, that same script. I remember that. You want people to be able to relate to that. Then once people understand who the source is, which is God, but who the other source is, then they will say, well, let's go out and see how God's second chance is, right? Or let's see if, you know, they want to come to the studio and pitch it to us. Oh, man, that would be great. And that's what we're working towards in this online class, okay? So that's for that part. So you can go ahead and look at what you have. Like, I'm going to tweak this because I need to tweak it, you know. But I wanted to explain it to you in a way that you would understand it so that when we change it, we'll be on the same page, okay? All right. So let's go back. Let's go back real quick to our next part. And we're not going to write anything, but your next part is from the goals. What is it in this movie? What is it in this radio station? What is it that makes your spiritual gift so unique? You're going to have to start describing it. All right? So what I want you to do on tonight, all I want you to do is look at your unique part of your spiritual gift, whether it's singing, whether it's radio, whether it's being an author, whether it's a nurse, whatever it is, what's so unique about your spiritual gift? How is it going to be new? How is it going to be original? That's the type of questions that we need to answer within this next paragraph, because guess what? If we're submitting this, or if somebody's just scrolling through the website and they happen to run across this press release, you have exactly 3 seconds to grab their attention. And I believe, just looking at this press release, the word love within itself would grab this person's eyes, because they're going to think this is a love memorandum. That's another movie that I was thinking about, Love Memorandum, right? That's what they're going to think this is, all right? And so they're going to believe, okay, when I see this, okay, there's going to be a memo out about some things that's coming up. Wow, there's the word love. You know, is this a love letter? What is this? Is this a memo about a new, you know, show or something? What's going on? And so that word love. So you have exactly when people, because this is going to be an online document, right, unless someone asks you, can you send that document to my company? Online. So when I'm scrolling in Google, you're in competition with so many other press releases, companies. And so this first part is going to have to be visible. Write that down. It's going to have to be visible, and it's going to have to be captivating, because we have exactly 3 seconds to capture somebody's attention, and they're moving on. 3 seconds. You know, when they type in or Google the word love, my name's probably going to come up, and I want this particular press release to come up as well. Right? So you want, the reason why your logo needs to be there is you want people, you want it to be catchy, because you want people to look at that logo and say, oh, I wonder what this is about. A radio with wheels, you know, a radio with rims. What? You know? And so people will read it. It has to be unique. It has to be different. Different in the way the Lord is showing me. I'm not going to reveal everything, but I see it in my mind. I see a radio with wheels. I see where the name Love, the Afrita Love Show, would be. I see that. I see all of it. I see the colors. I see everything, right? I am just right now unable to draw it, so I think, all right? But with God, we can do everything, right? So the only thing I want you to focus on is what makes my particular gift so unique, whatever it is. I don't want you to write anything because we're going to do it together. Tomorrow's Friday, God's will, and I'm going to come on Friday night, and we're going to do it together, all right? Because I want to make sure that we're going to have a press release that is presentable, a press release that is appropriate, a press release that is marketable. You know, we don't just want to write something and people just scroll by it, right? We want to write it where it will be, you know, pretty good, all right? That's the whole purpose of writing scripts. That's the whole purpose, okay? So that's what we're going to do. Now, I do want you to think about not only the uniqueness, but think about what you really want people to know you by. And when I say that, we know about your spiritual vehicle. We have that. We understand. That is very obvious. But there has to be something captivating, you know, will leave a lasting impression as you're writing this particular press release. There has to be something captivating. And what will be captivating? What is it that's going to be captivating? Okay? All right. So that's with the press release. And so I really appreciate all of you for being on the line. I want to tell you that many people have just reached out because they really like what we're doing online, and they really are listening and watching. And some people are being helped by this. They're able to formulate some of the things that they've been wanting to do. And it's not because of me. It's because of God, right? I'm just overseeing this project. All right. So let's move right along. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. And I have a few announcements to make, and then I'm going to bid you good night. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Or go to the Afrita Love Show, and I'm going to have an icon pretty soon for the Love Radio. I am in the process of remodeling that whole website, and so I'm trying out some new things. But what you see is pretty much is what's going to be on there, but I'm trying out many different things. So pretty soon you will be able to go to the AfritaLoveShow.com and click on Love Radio, probably as soon as tomorrow. All right? Okay, gospel artists, writers, actors, actress, media journalists, publicist, gospel artist, anyone with a positive message, please Facebook Afrita Love at AlFredaLove or FREDALOVE, or email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to have you on the ministry. I really would. So be sure once again to email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to have you on the ministry. When you email me, please be sure to include a bio and a picture, and please be sure to include some dates in which you can interview with me. Most of my shows are flexible just because of the clientele. I know that many of my clientele are gospel artists, community leaders, you know, authors, writers. I know that many of you are, and so I work around your schedule. And usually Monday through Friday, the schedule is from 5 p.m. until when we talk about the weekend. Saturday, we can go all the way from 6 a.m. all the way to 12 midnight. When we talk about Sunday, It'll have to be after 3 o'clock, okay? Or it could be early that morning at 6. All right? So be sure to mark down those times. I'm also going to indicate those times on my particular show, as well as place the number on the iFreeToLoveShow.com. That way, when you go to the website, you will have the guest call-in number as well. Okay? All right. Be sure to continue to pray for your family. If you have to pray for all of them, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one and call out what each one of them need. And then pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. We pray for each and every person, and we know that God is going to do some great things within their lives. All right. I'm going to ask that you go to a couple of web pages right here. If you go to Afrita.hubpages.com, you will see many different articles. Be sure to read those articles. There are some great things going on. We have politics, political science, blues, celebrities, television, TV, fashion models, charities, education for kids, Christianity, crime and law enforcement. I mean, we have everything. So please be sure to check out that particular website, as well as when we go to that freedomloveshow.com. This is our new website. And with this particular website, did I turn down the volume? Because usually the music comes on. Let's see what I did here. Give me just a second. Okay, there we go. All right. So when you come to this website, you will see some pictures, and, of course, welcome to the AfritaLoveShow.com. There is a little string here, bracelet, with my email. All right, emonya_love@yahoo.com. All right? Okay. You will also see a homepage. I want you guys to look very closely at these individuals on the homepage. All right? Of course, many of these individuals are familiar to you, and some are new, all right? I want you to listen to their music, reach out to them, radio interviews, things of that nature. If you have any questions about some of these gospel artists, please email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Some of them are preparing to come on the ministry. Some have already been on the ministry. I do want you to know that within this particular website, we promote a lot of companies that really reach out and, you know, allow us to cover media events, allow us to, you know, do some writing and things of that nature. And so, you know, we really love and adore those particular entities, and we're adding many more. All right, so please look at this whole list. You have a whole list, speakers, gospel artists. I mean, we even have Cosby Media, and we're going to have many of their speakers and authors come on the AfritaLoveShow.com. We have gospel artists. We have TV programs. I mean, you name it, we have it. God has blessed us with it. And so we do a lot of media with that, and so I want you to really begin to check out these websites. Because we really want to showcase what God has done in these people's lives. We really do. And I really stand behind and support anything gospel. I support R&B artists as well, because there's no difference between gospel artists and R&B except what they sing. God has given us all a gift. So on my page, you will see some R&B singers as well, because we're all sisters and brothers in Christ at the end of the day, right? A very great company which really focuses on publicity and getting the word out is the Front Page Firm, and just a great company. And so we applaud that company and things of that nature. All right, at freedomloveshow.com at the bottom, if you scroll down a little bit, we do have a 30-day online class, and you are in it right now. And so if you want to learn more about this class, you can check out my Facebook page at Afrita Imanya Love, and you can scroll all the way down to day one. I have all the materials on my Facebook page, and I'm getting ready to put it in the binder because we want to make it into a little book, because this is very helpful. This is a course that God has designed. I had nothing to do with this. I'm just overseer once again. I believe in miracles. I believe in God. And so this course, this 30-day course, and we're in the second week of this course, is to obtain a self-awareness and to really begin to hone in on our spiritual vehicle. You know, and as God is showing, he says the reason why you wasn't moving is because you didn't have any tires. And so it's very important that with our vehicle, we make sure that we have tires in order so that we can travel. Okay? So feel free to look through the information. This right here is a matrix or chart for marketing and PR. When we talk about the place, the radio process, we talk about the nominal areas of this particular project, and then, of course, community and diversity. You know, we really want to work on that as well. And, of course, at the bottom, if you have an artist with music, I would love to add your artist. This is going to be a radio show as well at the bottom so that when people click on this particular welcome home page, then they can hear your music if you stay on here long enough, all right? When we go to ourfreetoloveshow.com, you know that this is an outlet, of course, for conversation with people all over the world, gospel music, and most of all, communicating about different events. And so we want to capture the most interesting events centered around gospel, entertainment, education, and politics. So that's what the ourfreetoloveshow.com is all about. Of course, we're going to have a book study on a spiritual guide on the go, perfecting your walk with God. Each day we're trying to perfect our walk, okay? We're going to have a book study in July with this particular book. If you check out ilovebargainswithaz.com, you will find this book at a very reasonable rate. I want to thank each and every one of you who've already purchased this particular spiritual guide on the go. I appreciate that so, so much. All right, artist speaker booking. Now, for any artist speaker booking, here's the booking sheet right here. And then, of course, guest on the radio show. If you would like to be on the show, please be sure to email emonya_love@yahoo.com. And also, please email the ourfreetoloveshow.com about any events, new projects, and media opportunities. All right. Gospel artists in the industry, here are some, only some of the gospel artists. Be sure to support what they're doing and be sure to support their music as well. All right, speaker showcase. All right, so far this is the speaker showcase, and of course we're going to add more speakers. I had someone who was interested in speaking, and so we have room, and my goal and the will of God is to have a speaker's bureau. That also makes us unique, a speaker's bureau. And we always want to start out small, just like we did with the radio show. I didn't even have a website when I started. I just had, you know, the radio show. But small, and then we're going to increase. And so we're going to eventually have a particular booking request for speakers. There is Mr. Jay Dixon, and he's an accounting major at University of North Texas in Denton, Texas. And he speaks on first years of college. He speaks on accounting, civic and community, and diversity. And there's Dr. Love. Dr. Love speaks on education, spirituality, health, media, civic, community, diversity, and black history. All right, those are some things that I speak on. All right, then, of course, here are some of the artists. There is Minister LaShawn. And so if you read her bio and her music and you like it, then, you know, reach out to her and, you know, if you need some opening acts and things of that nature, or if you need a speaker. Then here is a legendary Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. Here's her bio, and her music's online. So if you like what you hear, which I know you will, then reach out to these individuals and have them do some opening acts. And of course, email me as well, emonya_love@yahoo.com. Here is a ilovebargains.com store that's coming. Then, of course, there is Love's Author Corner, many books by many different authors. Be sure to check it out. I'm actually receiving another book. Someone just wrote to me, and they want to send me their book about tithes and offering. So I agreed. So I will put that book on as well. Then if you scroll over a little bit to health and human performance, my message to you is to keep moving. All right. Then for entertainment and television, here are some of the entertainers. Be sure to support what they're doing in gospel and in the corporate world. Be sure to support. Then, of course, R&B. Here are some of the R&B artists that we know of. And, of course, community involvement. And the list goes on, and it's getting bigger and bigger. And we thank God for each and everything that he's doing in our lives. If you go to stellargospelmusic.com, you have a homepage about us, contact us, services, church events around the world. Here are some of the gospel artists. Here are some of the new projects, and I have to have some more. To inform the freedomlofshow.com of any new releases, please email emonya_love@yahoo.com with the artist, album title, label, and release date. We have I Am Healed, and then we have Mr. Tim Bowman. So listen to their music. Please support them. Here is the freedomlofshow.com. And please listen to the Elizabeth Gerald story. We're working on a script, as well as Miss Solomon, who is from Arlington. And she's doing some great things in that area. Coming soon, we have the StellarGospelMusic.com magazine. TV shows. On Wednesday, we have Empire Bounce TV, It's a Man's World. Mary Thursday, The Carmichael Show on Sunday. Then, of course, support Sister Erica Campbell. She's on Radio 1 in the AM. All right. Then, of course, we always have our top 10 Billboard gospel artists. Then please contact us for events, media, interviews, speaking, or promoting at emonya_love@yahoo.com. thatfreetolove.com television. We're adding more clips. Here are some other ways to contact me on Facebook, @freetolove, Dr. @freetemanuelove, Facebook, @freetemanuelove, Instagram, @freetolove, LinkedIn, @freetolove. You can advertise your church for a week here. Email me as to find out how at emonya_love@yahoo.com. All right, about us. This is an international radio show, and here are some interview samples of each and every show. All right. As far as the services, well, of course, this is a radio show. We host many events. We also speak, and then we have books and things of that nature. Then, of course, we have blogs, all right? Church events around the world, of course, we've already had the Gospel Superfest. We're looking forward to the Trayvon Martin story, as well as Dreams into Reality in Atlanta, May 20th. Actually, Friday, May 20th. Okay, the Vision Party is May 20th, and Dreams into Reality is the 21st. So the party is on the 20th, and Dreams into Reality is on the 21st. Then the Gigantic Gospel Concert is coming September the 11th. Be sure to plan accordingly. This is the AfreetoLoveShow.com entertainment and media section. All right? So I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to the AfreetoLoveShow.com. I ask that you continue to let your friends and family know about the AfreetoLoveShow.com. We're doing some great things here, and I invite you to come back. And I thank each and every one of you who's on the line. And be sure to come back on tomorrow, because if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up, because God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Afrita. Look.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Afrita Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.